You know, I've been banging pretty hard on Rob today, but it well deserved, I think, that he's just primed for a beat down, and he got it today, and I want to thank him very much for giving me some space during the commercial breaks, and I want to let you know that not everything that you do comes under scrutiny from me.
Okay.
That you do things to help the show. For instance, Rob often comes to me with an idea, something that he has found.
Right.
For instance, today, I was talking with Rob about all types of stuff, and he said to me, hey, do you know?
Oh, yes, this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course I'm going to bring this up.
That's a good story.
He said, hey. Did you read about Hitler? What about Hitler now?
Yeah, what about him this time?
It's always about Hitler.
What is it today?
What did Hitler do now? Is this a cat that looks like Hitler?
No, it's not.
We had that already.
All right.
Dateline, Hamburg, Germany.
Oh, Hamburg.
Hamburger medium rare.
And then when those cows got alive.
According to, when Rob gives me this information, I love it when he says, I want you to know something. He says, this comes from United Press International.
Okay.
An accredited news organization.
This is something about Hitler.
Yep.
What could it possibly be? Something to add to his archives.
Here we go. Although he hated organized religion, Adolf Hitler rewrote the Bible and added two commandments.
Ah. Really? So they're 12 instead of 10?
In 1941, 100,000 Third Reich Bibles called Germans with God were distributed to Germany's churches, and most of them were destroyed after the war. They found a copy in a church in Hamburg, Germany.
Hamburger medium rare.
So, incidentally, the way Rob explained this to me, they're not commandments, they are suggestions.
He's sort of rewritten them as guidelines.
Guidelines.
Are they added to the Ten Commandments?
Yes, there's 12 now.
The 12 guidelines.
And the most notable additions, let me just give them to you what he's got here.
Okay.
Okay.
You going to give us the real ones?
No, I don't have
the originals. Or you're just giving us the additions?
I mean, it would be too easy.
Right after to write you the 12. Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, and it would be too easy to write a joke list that had like Mel Gibson punchlines.
Right, right.
So these are, and Rob, as he said, from UPI, this is true.
Thou shalt not wear white after Labor Day.
Number one, honor God and believe in him wholeheartedly. Number two, seek out the peace of God. Number three, avoid all hypocrisy. Four, holy is your health and life. Five, holy is your well-being and honor.
So far, quite reasonable.
Six, holy is your truth and fidelity.
But I should point out he was good at the beginning.
Seven, honor your father and mother. Your children are your aid and your example. Seven, maintain and multiply the heritage of your forefathers.
Here we go. It's starting to Hitlerize.
Eight, be ready to help and forgive.
Wow. That doesn't sound like him.
No, he helped himself.
Nine, be ready to joyously serve the people.
That's getting a little Nazi.
10, be ready to serve, work, and sacrifice.
That's very nice.
So those are the first
11, keep the blood pure and your honor holy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very Nazi.
12, honor your Führer and master.
Of course.
Yeah. See, there it is right there. Honor your Führer and master. Yeah.
Signed, Adolf Hitler. TCB8. TCB8, all techniques into one.
So Hitler got his hands on the Bible and made a few subtle changes. Well, you know, he's crazy
copies.
That way.
100,000 copies. So, see?
Germans
you,
with God.
You give
Thou
stuff.
Thou shalt not wear a mustache like mine.
You give stuff to the show that gets used on the show.
Sure,
you're not just a punching bag.
I give and I take away.
Who has to go upstairs. And how did you enjoy your time during the last commercial
that
set?
That was your first real break up there.
Refreshing.
Really?
Yes.
How did you occupy your time?
I checked my email, and then I spoke to engineer Dave about the computer.
Ah, very good.
And
You know, you did come down here with some news about the computer, and so you're using this time as productive time. So the show, in a way, has gotten better.
Yeah, and it will continue to get better.
Because of
better and better and better.
Because you're not here.
I think right. Everybody's feeling better today.
That's right, and we will honor our master.
Anyway, thanks for the contribution, Rob. As always, appreciate it. The Ricky Bobby thing. Here's something else that I was discussing with Robbie before the show. I see this as useless BS promotion that they don't need. The movie made something like almost $50 million last weekend. Everybody wants to go see it. I mean, what else is there to see? Well, they got some guy. I believe this comes from the movie studio. There really can't be a guy who's really upset about this. There's a guy who says the movie Ricky Bobby is a racist, bigoted work that ridicules the Bible Belt, Southern white men, Christianity, Jesus Christ, the family, and America.
Oh, my.
This is one of the...
You know a movie is doing well if it pisses somebody off.
Right.
This is one of the worst movies ever released by a Hollywood studio. They would like, whoever this guy is, says that Will Ferrell should get the kind of negative attention that Mel Gibson is getting.
Wow.
For hating Jews. Anyway, the
it
guy...
It violates all 12 commandments.
We find the guy. Where's the guy's name? A Christian... A buzz. Google this guy, please.
All right.
Ted Baer. B-A-E-H-R.
Hey, that sounds like that name could be in the book. Ted Baer. Mein Baer. Einen Baer.
Of Ted Baer's movie guide.
Didn't he play Jethro?
Hi, I'm Ted Baer. I'm here to tell you about the 12 commandments.
Honor the Führer and Master. That is number one on my list. It might not be there up at the top, but believe me, in mine and heart, it's number one.
Ted Baer's movie guide is a ministry dedicated to the redeeming of values of mass media according to biblical principles.
So what's his favorite movie? Madagascar?
Sounds to me like crap.
Is there a picture of the guy?
Not yet. Let me see if I can find
one. Sounds to me like absolute friggin' junk.
Seems to me that if he's tearing apart a movie like Ricky Bobby, which, you know, is just kind of mindless fun, that, you know, just lighten up.
Perhaps it's over his head.
It might very well be.
Could be. No.
Seems to me that this might be something that was put out by the record company.
I find this thing is totally distasteful that...
excuse me, by the movie company. But I said record company. I'm still thinking about Jim Elliot.
You think that Hollywood would create a controversy to sell movie tickets?
Dr. Baer hasn't put a picture on his site, but he does have a congratulatory letter from President Bush.
Ah, yeah. He does.
Hello.
Isn't that wonderful?
Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Yeah, we're here. Hello.
Speak up now.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Okay, there you are.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Hey, this is your cousin.
You
don't, how you doing?
I don't have a cousin.
I don't either, no.
I'm pretty good. Well, I've been better, honestly, to tell you the truth.
We didn't ask you.
Well, I've been having a little trouble with some stuff, and I could honestly use a bit of money.
Who is this?
This is somebody's cousin.
Help me out a little bit.
No.
Well, why not?
Because we don't even know who you are.
Bye!
Would you get out of here, please?
You bum.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Mr. Johnson calling from the office.
Oh, Steve.
Did you complete that thing about a month ago, that photocopier training?
What are you talking about, Dick?
Yeah. Well, so when was the last time you used the photocopier?
Well, it's none of your business.
Hello?
Well, I don't know if you heard.
Heard what?
You might have heard from Lenny, but there seems to be a problem with the photocopier. It's spilling ink all over the floor.
Hey, try to imagine how little I care.
Were you aware of that?
No.
We don't care.
Yeah, so there's a big puddle of black ink coming out of the photocopier.
Shut up.
Hang up on that caller, too.
Good God.
You know, if I didn't know
about it, I wish we could get some good callers.
This sounds to me like a service that some loser would hire to make their phone ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you weren't getting any phone calls.
You really think so?
Let's try another one.
So, Don and Mike Show, hello.
You are so awesome.
Thank you.
You
are probably one of the greatest people alive on earth today.
All right, when's the other
shoe? When you walk down the street, everyone is just smiling and happy because
you're laying it on.
You walk down the street.
Okay.
You're smart.
You're not being
intelligent.
Shut up.
You're not.
Come on.
everyone just, you know, they just want to be in your presence because you make everyone feel so good.
Oh, he's right.
Stop. Not only that, I think, actually, you are probably one of the coolest people that I know.
I think you're a homo.
Suck a D.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they said that, by far, the coolest person on Earth has to be absolutely you.
Oh, God, liar.
And your athletic build.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, come on. Now we know
you're lying. It's like you're so colorful.
Yeah, you're busting our chops.
Can you give me some
facts? Eat a D.
Actually, I need to go shopping next week. Can you come with me?
No.
And, no.
And what did you do with your hair? That looks great.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jesus. I combed
Man.
It.
Man.
Bye.
You know, I don't know what's up with those callers. My apologies.
Where are the women? Why can't we get a woman to call?
I think he meant well.
Well, we might have a little better luck.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, you. What's going on?
Hey, thank God a woman called. Hi.
Hi, baby.
Well, that's good.
What's good?
What's happening?
I don't know. I was just wondering what you were up to.
Thinking about your stinky poon?
Thinking about you.
Well, I'm going out later. You should come. It's gotta be awesome.
Treat me right.
Well, what do you have to do?
Well, the rest of the show, you know.
Whatever. We're going out and you're coming.
Are you drinking?
Oh, my God. You know who's going to be there?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, you know who.
Oh, she's going to be there?
So should I tell them you're coming?
No.
Well, you keep mentioning.
What are you doing this weekend?
You keep mentioning this now. Are we talking about coming somewhere, like arriving, or are we talking about the dirty?
I was thinking we should go eat brunch downtown.
I was thinking we should go somewhere and cut your head off like O.J. did to Nicole. Hello?
You know, that place, that Thai place is pretty awesome.
She's unfazed.
I
like the Mexican place.
How about we cut your... How about
that burrito place with the extra spicy salsa?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
How about if we cut your head off there? Hello?
How about we cut your head off?
So why don't we meet there at 7?
Okay, and we'll cut your head off.
Put it on a burrito.
Right. We'll cut your head off and put it on a burrito.
Later,
biatch.
Can't
wait to see you.
Later, biatch.
Can we then tie your head to our car using string like Mike did?
Will we get in trouble?
At the wedding?
With my niece's wedding mobile?
Beer cans on the back of the car?
Only it would be a head.
All right. Well, you hang up first.
Okay. But is it okay if we cut your head off and then drag it behind our car?
Okay. Bye.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, all right.
Sounds like it's going to be a lovely little weekend.
All right, yes.
Good call.
Good stuff. Burritos and beheadings.
That was a good call.
Your new phone restaurant. Scan.
Burritos and beheadings.
We should do a break so we can get caught up. Actually, we are going to put Kong to work today.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be dialing for some phone hoes
today.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody does it better. Sure.
Real quick, two things. First, ironic, don't you think, as Alanis Morissette would say, Paul McCartney and his divorce. Mm. He has hired Prince Charles's attorney. Really? And as it turns out, Heather Mills, the one-legged woman, she's hired Lady Di's attorney.
Wow.
For when they went through their divorce.
Going to get ugly.
That's just kind of a coinky-dink.
I believe some money will change hands.
And... I was so excited when I got an email today about something that I thought was right up my alley. It's a phone number. It's a jerk hotline.
Huh.
So I thought,
yeah,
bring it on.
Fantastic.
Well, now can I call this thing on the air?
No. And it's only good during, is it the Browns?
The Bengals.
Only during Bengals games.
What's it supposed to do?
It's a number the Cincinnati Bengals have. If someone in the stadium is pissing you off, they have something called the jerk hotline. Not a joke.
Wow. I love it.
Area code 513.
Who hasn't wanted to do that a couple of times?
513-381-JERK.
Wow.
What you do is you call and you say, there's a jerk sitting right in front of me or three rows in front of me.
Right.
And security comes and gives him a warning.
Wow.
And if he gets a second call, you get your ass tossed right out of the stadium.
Man, you know what that tells me? Eliminating Yankee hats from stadiums.
So that was not
That's
all
it takes.
You know, I get the email with a header, jerk headline,
right.
Or hotline. Normally, I will immediately delete, but it was like jerk hotline.
Yeah, I'm calling the jerk hotline. There's a jerk with a Yankee hat on. He's three rows in front of me. I'm in section 123. What's he doing?
Meanwhile,
he was born.
Meanwhile, Don was prepared to pay $2.99 a minute,
right,
to make that call.
Hello, Cincinnati Bengals, and I go, what are you wearing? I'm calling on the jerk hotline. All right, got to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go with Rob's Weirdo Rolodex. Now, the lady that brought us the Buddha Mouse song.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Buddha Mouse.
Jennifer Whisper. Rob has booked her today and says that we should ask her about Elvis and his brand new song. Remember, she talks to dead people.
She right. talks to the dead, and I guess the dead are creating new products.
Yeah, Steve, they send messages.
Steve Allen has a new song.
Well, he's still prolific up in heaven. That's yes. fantastic.
And Irving Berlin has a new song.
Huh.
And
we know he's dead.
And according to Kong,
the eighth wonder of the world!
She's got her piano. She's ready to play, right?
Oh, she's got an accompanist named Jack.
Oh, really? Is
one
is,
of the off boys.
Wow. Is he a friend?
Yes, a close friend. And you'll remember, we had Jennifer booked some months ago, and she had some medical difficulties, so this is her triumphant return.
I picture her as a tiny, petite, old woman.
I don't know what she looks like.
Oh, dear.
We're sorry. Okay. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
That's unfortunate. Jennifer Whisper.
And she's looking for a cartoonist to bring Buddha Mouse to life still. So
Buddha Mouse is the story of enlighten me. It's
Buddha Mouse.
It's an Eastern themed mouse for Walt Disney.
Walt Disney contacted her from the other side and taught her a song about Buddha Mouse. And
Buddha Mouse.
Yeah, maybe she'll sing that for us as well.
And anything to do with Buddhism? Does Buddha Mouse have to do with Buddhism? Is that it?
The mouse itself is a Buddhist.
He's a little Buddha.
Yeah, but I think he's more about fun.
Hello, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, howdy, this is Don and Mike. How are you, honey?
I'm just fine.
It's been so long. Are you feeling better?
Oh, I'm just feeling very, very,
that's
very
nice. How's Elvis? Rob was telling us that you've talked to Elvis recently.
Oh, yeah, and Elvis has given me a message and for everybody and also a song.
How does that work, Jennifer? When Elvis talks to you, how does that actually take place?
It always starts with a vibration.
A vibration?
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I call all these people I channel the music from, my stars above. And they'll, when they want to give me a song or a message, they'll...
Hey, baby.
Their vibration on me, and that's their personalities.
Jennifer, this is Elvis speaking to you right now.
Hey.
Would you write a song about bacon?
How great thou art!
Yeah.
Bacon in my twisted teenage colon.
So Elvis is still writing up in heaven, huh?
Yeah, he is. You want to hear the song?
Oh, we would love to. Now, this is strictly...
Nothing would make me happier.
This is strictly 100% above board. You're not a carny.
Are you going to sing it like Elvis?
Well... My friend Jack, who plays the piano for me, he and I do my Judy Garland show here in San Diego.
You do a Judy Garland show?
Have a whole Judy Garland show.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Do you do the whole gamut of Judy Garland's emotional...
Oh, at the little theater that I know of.
Do you do it when she was, like, towards the end and a little boozy and you know, drugged up a little bit?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even brought that up.
Would you stop that?
I'm sorry.
Who would want to see Judy Garland,
Jennifer, please,
drunk and drugged out?
Please accept my most humble apologies.
Hey, I do.
Okay,
right?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, why don't we go ahead and...
Can I just say about that comment?
Yeah.
Jack is going
so
to...
So what?
Are you guys
so
out or
what?
What's that? Don got a little mad at me because I made that comment about Judy Garland, and he's a big fan.
Well, here's my song.
Here we go. Here's Jennifer's song.
Elvis from, he channeled this through the spirit whisperer.
This is Elvis we're going to hear.
Elvis,
and I'm going to hold the phone to Jack and the piano.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And then belt out the song, Jennifer.
All right. Here.
All right, honey.
The name of it is Elvis the King.
Elvis the King.
That's a good title.
Here it goes.
Autobiographical.
Here it goes.
Here we go.
She's better this time.
Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
I learned to disco. Now I'm in heaven.
Is that Jack who's singing?
Hold on.
Jack Off is singing? Her friend Jack, right. Right, Mr. Off.
Why do I picture a living room covered with plastic?
Why do I picture her, like, wheelchair-bound and this guy, you know, wearing a tuxedo?
Or an ascot.
Yeah,
like Cesar Romero.
Darling, get me another radio show to be on.
I'd get dreams.
Do you think he has to service the account?
That's what I think. Absolutely.
Part of the deal.
I think he looks like Jack Cassidy.
I'm Jack Cassidy. I'm bisexual.
Well, now this is
now I'm is getting the impression that he's a little younger than Jennifer. Mm-hmm.
This is not the same as when she used to sing.
Well, she'll sing the next one. When I discoed in San Francisco,
oh, God.
I feel chills up and down my spine.
Yeah, baby.
This is too good.
This guy sounds like a major faggot, doesn't he?
When I disco,
I could not disagree more.
The vibration.
No. He's a fag.
Absolutely.
I feel lifted.
Neil Sedaka.
The music in rhythm.
Wonder what Jennifer Whisper is doing while this is going on.
You know.
She's trying to tap out SOS. She's trying desperately to dial 911. Artistically bankrupt. Rob, what the frig is this?
This is his best booking in months. That's what this is. This is pay dirt.
I smell sulfur.
This is regular caller.
Jesus.
It's the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Wow. Jennifer, I was very surprised. I thought you were going to sing the song. That's fantastic music.
Okay.
That is beautiful. Now, Jennifer, where did you find that young man? And we are guessing by his...
Is that your boyfriend?
Beautiful sounding voice.
My boyfriend, no. He's my friend, I found him in church, and I went up to him, and I told him what I did, and he said, "You do what?" Mm-hmm. And then he came over, and he loved the songs, and he could feel the energy, and he really liked it. And so then we started doing my Judy Garland show.
When did you start going to a gay church?
What?
When did you start going to a gay church?
How did you say that?
Why? Well, you said you met him in church.
I met him in church, yeah.
He's gay, right?
Okay. Now, do you want to hear the America, the other song?
Yes.
I am your red. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
I want you to hear this. Jack's going to perform
it. Who did you channel to get this song?
Now, Jennifer, hold on. Can we please ask you to sing?
What?
Can you still sing?
I don't know why you're sounding blurry to me.
Can you sing something for us?
Oh, well, I could sing you a few lines of a song.
Sounding blurry.
Ellen gave me.
Steve Allen. Yes, sing the Steve Allen song.
Please, Jennifer.
Please, we'd like to hear you sing.
Oh, you want to hear me sing?
We'd love to hear you sing.
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it, darling.
I want you to feel his... I'll sing a little bit of it, but I want you to feel Steve Allen's vibe.
Oh, we have for years.
We do.
Feeling his vibe right now,
we
honey.
Could practically be okay. Jane Meadows.
I had a dream last night about a song I would write, a song that would sell, a song the world would like.
So
and in my dreams that
shut
I
up!
Last night,
she can't hear that, don't worry.
The song that I wrote was sung in a show that played in New York on Broadway. How's that?
That's fabulous.
Oh, that is beautiful.
What's Jack going to sing for us next?
Now he's going to sing this song from Irving Berlin. Is called I Am Your Red, White, and BLUE.
Oh, I bet this is a patriotic thing, huh?
It is.
And what rum?
Okay.
Maybe
now,
just
the song
some of
has a twist to it, okay? Because...
Can you dance to it?
That kind of twist?
But the song has a twist in that the American flag herself is singing this song.
Wow. Hey, this is a song being sung... By the American flag?
So it's a fag singing a flag.
The flag, she wants us to know some things about her.
Buzz, this is positively...
Okay, here we go. I am your red, white, and
all right, here
you
we
eat.
Go.
Magical.
Right,
the word you always use.
Oh, brilliant!
Hi, this is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm doing really good. How you guys doing?
You're a very talented musician. We're enjoying your performing.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to do Jennifer's music. They're so beautiful.
That's wonderful. And you'll be performing for us today?
I'm going to be doing I Am Your Red, White, and BLUE, and that's actually the flag singing.
Oh, do you? Wow. That is...
So I am the
do you
flag.
Have,
Do you now, or have you ever recently had to register with authorities, put a sign in your front yard? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you know. Sure. I have problems. My house, actually, I go in through the back.
May we ask, Jack, how old are you, sir?
How old am I?
Yes, how old are you?
I'm 40-ish.
40-ish, and Jennifer is a little older, I would assume?
A little bit older than me.
Is there anything romantically between the two of you?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Hang in there, stud.
Hey, Liberace, do you like girls?
Huh?
Do you like you like girls, Liberace?
So you're telling us there's a chance.
There might be. You never.
We are very gay friendly. We are a gay friendly show.
We are very gay friendly.
I just have to tell you that my gaydar totally went off.
Dom was pegging you for a little miniature Liberace. Do you look anything like him?
Liberace? I don't know. He's okay, I guess.
No, but I mean, do you look anything like Liberace?
Oh, do I look like Liberace?
Yes.
No, not at all.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, then I'm just dying to hear Red, White, and BLUE.
All right. We'll do it.
Again, you'll be singing as the American flag.
As the flag. We'll picture you waving.
Which was channeled through Jennifer Whisper. Uh-huh.
Irving Berlin wrote it.
Irving Berlin. Okay, here we go.
Jack the Fag.
Very good.
Look, at the end, you can join in because there's a reminiscence.
I'll put a sock in it. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
She's tried that, I'm sure.
Oh, wave me high. Open wide your heart.
Right.
USA will never be torn apart.
This guy doesn't go to Duke City.
I, for all the world to see, I am your symbol of liberty.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I am your symbol of liberty.
Oh, damn.
I am your red, white, and BLUE.
Oh.
And BLUE.
I love these people.
To all of great. Thee, I am your red, white, and BLUE. I am your symbol of
just people,
freedom, and J-U-S-T-I-C-E. Spell it out for you so that you can all see.
Uh-huh.
You think she's got a feeding tube in her arm right now?
Not yet. She's blind.
His main job is just...
She looks like Baby Jane.
His main...
Sailors and Marines.
His main job is just cleaning her bedpan, and he gets turned on by it.
He's slowly starving her to death.
It really
She's skin and bones in a wheelchair. He's like, we're going to make you a big star, darling.
He's dressing her up like Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke.
I want to see the Judy Garland show. I truly do.
I think you're hearing it now.
I am your red, white, and
blue. Okay, right.
Hey, that's right. He's slowly increasing the cyanide in her pudding every night.
America is perfect. For the likes of you and me.
I picture him with his pants up to his nipples. Do you know what movie is coming to mind? A Mighty Wind.
Yeah,
that is
one way to
I'm picturing a snuff film.
God bless America.
Everybody,
okay,
come on now.
Land that I love, oh beautiful born babe.
Jesus
Christ.
I didn't sign up for this. And I thought it would be the old lady singing again. I didn't know that it was going to be...
It's a surprising bonus.
Waylon Flowers and Madam. Jim J. Bullock. Trying to think of famous faggots in show business.
What's going on?
Owen. Clay Aiken.
Charles Nelson.
Oh, hey, I can relate to this one.
You're having a grand old flag. You're a flying flag. And forever.
You know what's happening right now? She's going back and forth in the chair, wheeling back.
Right now she's just choking.
She's duct taping the chair.
He's holding up a sign
this
saying...
This is the funniest thing. This is killing me.
He's holding up a sign saying, don't say a word.
He's playing piano with one hand. The other hand, he's pointing a gun at her. He's got a shotgun on his lap.
He's got a...
He's got just a spoon of dog food that he's holding in front of her. Be good. Who's hungry?
I just think we should keep these people active in the Rolodex.
BLUE.
Do you think he's wearing one of her house coats?
Yeah.
Your red white.
Oh, here, big finish.
BLUE.
Oh.
Bravo.
Fantastic. Bravo.
What did you think? Author. Author.
Well, that was Irving Berlin, right?
Right.
He wrote right. that. Oh, this is fantastic.
Awful.
Where do you?
Awful.
No, I said author.
Where do you perform your Judy Garland show, Jennifer?
Oh, it's a little theater called the Vaudeville and Candy Shop.
Now, Jennifer, are you able to get out of the house on a regular basis?
Sure.
Oh, fantastic! And,
so,
we were
just concerned about Jack.
Yes. He's not like holding you against your will or anything, is he?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good. Yeah. Just making sure.
Me against your will? Against my will? No.
Is there anything? We asked Jack the same question. Is there anything romantic between the two of you?
Oh well, listen. I'll tell you what. Huh? When the next time you call me, we'll do prime time, and it's about an older woman and a younger man.
Yeah, baby.
She says, don't want to be your mama. Don't need me another son.
Uh-huh.
I'm in my prime time, and it's time now to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, good for you.
This is what an incredible musical interlude this has been on our show. Thank you, Jennifer.
So do you think
that song came from Patsy Cline, by the way.
Patsy Cline wrote it.
Ah.
You know, and you're so modest that, these songs kind of come through you. You could take credit for them all by yourself, but you're giving credit to the dead people that wrote them.
Yeah, well.
Who speaks to you?
You know why? Because they have that message.
Right.
Nobody dies, and that's what they discovered, and they want to know. Want us all to know we won't die ever.
Does Jack ever help you, with your hospital gowns or sponge baths or getting up and down the stairs?
What's that?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, hi there, Jack.
Oh, putting on a big boy. Nothing.
Do you ever give her sponge baths or? Do romantic stuff like rubber feet, like that commercial.
Jack, just between men here, and really, you can just give us a number. She's not going to know what we're asking. How much older is Jennifer than you, Jack? Just give us an estimate.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Over 30 years?
No.
No. 20 years?
20 plus.
Okay.
On a scale of who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Who? She does kind of look like Judy Garland.
Oh, fantastic!
And you?
She's actually very youthful looking. People don't take her for her age.
Oh, okay. All right. And who would be the celebrity you most resemble?
Yeah.
What's that?
Who would be the celebrity you most resemble, Jack?
Let's see. When I was younger, I looked like Tony Danza, but as I get older, awesome. I look more like Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Okay. No Boy George in there, right?
Do you ever channel Lance Bass?
No, I don't. I don't do makeup. Sorry.
He doesn't do makeup. I bet.
He's strictly a man's man.
Well, you too.
But with a very sensitive heart.
You two are brilliant together. I think this is an incredible collaboration.
I think I figured Jack out. Is Jack undergoing shots and hormone stuff to become a woman?
What kind of show is this?
It's a show. You know what it is? Don't listen to him. It's a show that appreciates music.
I'm just trying to figure out the relationship between you and Jack.
Well, neither one of them, Don, has shut the door on a romantic relationship, and I think that's exciting.
You can't analyze magic.
We think you two are great together.
Music is a great romance, and that's what we have going for us.
All right. Well, then I'm going to back off my statement that Jack might be
playing for the other team.
Yeah,
Jennifer.
Yes, dear.
A little Judy Garland, por favor.
Oh, let's see. Ooh, what is one of my Judy songs?
Rainbow.
Sing it with me.
I painted a rainbow here in the sky.
Aren't you glad I asked?
A rainbow. Look at Don's to face. Tell you.
Hide your jewelry.
Never die.
If he's not a faggot, and he's not a gigolo,
yeah,
he's just got to be like a cat burglar.
A bright golden hue.
He's
this
singing in the background.
I painted.
Listen to this. Plus, you know, the house smells like old woman.
I love
yeah.
You.
And I mean from either of them.
I love them both. Cheer you yeah. When you're feeling blue.
I pictured drawn on
to live.
Drawn on eyebrows. And clown-like rouge.
What is she singing?
I don't know.
I don't have the
brilliant.
Words.
Bravo.
Doesn't matter. Brilliant. Doesn't matter.
Fantastic. Great job, Jennifer.
You and Jack singing Judy Garland.
Well, look at, you know, if you want to do more shows with Jack and me.
Yes, we do.
We could do something regularly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I have so much material. You just can't believe.
Oh, fantastic.
Even from Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, please.
Yeah, baby.
Now, how's Jim Hendrix doing?
How is he doing?
Yeah. Yes.
Last time I tuned in to him, he was doing fine. And he also gave me, a very beautiful poem.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Jimmy.
Would you like
but
to?
But I have to go into my own archives here in my filing cabinet.
Well,
because, you know, I don't
know. Here's
do
the poem right
day.
Here. Here's
what?
The poem. Dear Jennifer.
What?
It's me, Jimi Hendrix. I hope you have a nice day.
Okay.
I love your singing. P.S.
Okay.
Jack is gay.
Oh, we love you guys.
Always the jokester.
Fantastic.
Well, call me soon.
Okay, we will.
Let's make another time and a date.
Tell all those dead celebrities that we said hello.
And it can't come soon enough, Jennifer.
Okay, dear ones.
Okay,
remember
you.
The ghost whisper? No, I am the ghost. What am I?
Your spirit.
I'm the spirit whisperer.
You're the spirit whisperer,
darling.
Uh-huh.
Have fun. You two have a nice supper.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Dress cool.
Have a nice supper. Have a nice
that
supper.
Was... That was positively wonderful.
Priceless, really.
I truly enjoyed that. And you know what? She wasn't this fun until that wonderful man came into her
That's
life.
That's right.
Jack.
Liberace Jack.
Jack. What do you got
the
there, Joe?
Jack
you got a picture?
Now, hold on. Joe went to what website did you go to there, Joe?
That's the website for the Vaudeville and Candy Shop.
Oh.
And it's 35 seater with a stage that's 7.5 feet out by 15 feet
Here's
wide.
A picture. Take a look at it, Mike. Take a look at Mike.
Oh, look at that.
It's
and
like,
they have candy.
It's like where senior citizens would go to do the old vaudeville act,
right.
And they have like a candy machine and a popcorn machine like you see in a movie theater.
She wears a little like party girl dress with a big bow in her hair.
No, she's out there. She's like one of those fan girls.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember those girls from the 1900s?
Yeah, like Dorothy Dandridge.
That's right.
All I know is, Jennifer Whisper was just okay, but since Jack has come into her life, that's a better act now. It
all
really is.
Like when Stiller and Mara got together. It's magic.
Big Bad Jack.
Had
you
to
know
happen.
What? I'm feeling pretty gay right now. Here's what I'm thinking.
Come on.
Rob, you can dial for the phone whores tomorrow.
Okay, let's do that.
You know what we've got? We've got, it's a Wednesday.
Yes.
And you know what that means.
Oh, we all know what that means.
It's Brent Spaghetti Day.
Super.
It's Greg Wolfen Day.
Is he giving us something decent today?
No, he hasn't. Actually, today his column just sucks.
Huh. Okay. But we've got an archive, don't
where's,
we?
Where's today's newspaper, Robbie? Be a dear. Where's today's paper? Today's paper, Kong. Thank you. Sorry for my outburst earlier.
That was very, very, very nasty.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry.
Oh, this is, it's the Willie.
So, here's what he writes today.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Willie Nelson sings for farmers and speaks from the heart. It's one of his serious columns.
Yes.
Boring.
No, that's why we...
not gay enough.
We stockpile these babies.
We do.
We do.
Don't always get to them, but we got them handy.
Yeah, we got one. This one was on 7/19, so we're talking about July 19th.
Very nice.
The headline, when we come back, it's only fitting to go toe-to-toe with fashion.
Oh, there
say
you
no
go.
More by Craig Wolfen.
Now
wonderful.
You've got it.
That's the Wednesday favorite, and we'll dedicate that to Jack, one of the off-boys. Out there with poor Jennifer Whisperer.
Sing Judy Garland.
Sing it now, lady.
Sing it now, baby Jane.
Sing it now. Sing it now or you don't get another sugar cube. Okay, break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.